MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, November 16, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with a look at today's headlines. Governor and Lieutenant Governor visit Salem State. Exposure to HIV hepatitis possible at area hospital.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, we have another North Shore team bowing out of the MIAA tournament, but we have four North Shore teams hoping to get to a Super Bowl. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Sunny near 60 today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:49 p.m. Governor Maura Healey and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll were at Salem State yesterday to unveil a $62 million investment to boost access to public higher education. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the program will cover the full cost of tuition for qualifying families. We have program details and photos down below on today's North Shore Today post. On Monday, the governor and lieutenant governor were in Lynn to hear from business leaders. This is Daily Item News editor Rachel Barber on the Lynn Business Coalition and some of the topics discussed on Monday.
It's this sort of coalition group comprising the senior executive officers of the top three dozen firms doing business in Lynn. And the partnership's existed since 1992, and its mission is to improve the economic vitality and overall quality of life in Lynn. And so there was a lot discussed at the meeting, but all of the members, those three dozen or so business leaders in Lynn, basically used it as an opportunity to sort of get a word in with the governor and advocate for things that they thought would help their businesses and help economic development in Lynn in general. So some of those key topics were, again, transportation, because without a solid, reliable commuter rail station, less people are commuting here, less people are coming here to support the businesses. Talked a decent amount about equity, brought up North Shore Community College's involvement in Mass Reconnect, the program that allows people 25 years or older to go to community college for free in the Commonwealth. And that was really championed throughout the meeting. And then just another sort of key topic was affordability, which is always brought up at these kinds of meetings, of just concerns about rising costs of living and particularly rising costs of housing.
That's Daily Item News editor Rachel Barber. There was a tour for the public at the future site of the Salem Offshore Wind Terminal yesterday. The Salem News reports today that the 42-acre property along Derby Street and Fort Avenue, through the efforts of the developer Crowley Wind Services, looks to transform the site into a beacon of renewable energy. WCVB-TV is reporting today that Salem Hospital says hundreds of patients were potentially exposed to infection of HIV and hepatitis due to the administration of intravenous medication in a manner that was not consistent with best practice. The hospital says there is no evidence of any infections resulting from the incident, and the hospital has contacted all potentially involved patients. And the city of Peabody has received a $75,000 grant to assist in developing a plan for the Rousselot site that is set to shutter its operations by the end of the year. The Daily Item reports today that the planning will seek input from city residents as to what type of development might make sense for the community. Be sure to check back to our website throughout the day for news and sports updates. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the 76ers last night in Philadelphia, 117-107. The Celts play at the Raptors tomorrow night. The Bruins were off last night. They'll be hosting Montreal Saturday night. Puck drop at 7. Bruins coach Jim Montgomery on the B's improving power play.
We are being diverse in our looks, but what I think is people are starting to get comfortable reading off each other. I think we're using JVR at the net front really well, whether he's at the net front or off on the goal line. I think that Pav Pasta and Marchi are becoming interchangeable, which makes us unpredictable. Sometimes you see Pasta in the bumper, sometimes you see Marchi in the bumper.
Bruins coach Jim Montgomery. The Manchester Essex field hockey team lost in the MIAA D4 state semifinal 2-1 to Monomoy last night. We have some photos down below on this post. Four area high school football teams still alive in the hunt for a 2023 Super Bowl appearance. Final four games are this weekend. Those teams include St. John's Prep, Danvers, Salem, and Amesbury. We have feature interviews on our website with all four coaches, and we'll have complete previews on Friday. Also, the Endicott football team will host Cortland State on Saturday, noon kickoff, in a first-round NCAA playoff football game. The October Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Month have been announced, and we send our congratulations to Peabody High volleyball standout Abby Betancourt.
We had a young team, too. We only had two seniors on the team. We only had three returning on varsity that have ever played in a varsity game before. So it was really a growing year, and we picked things up fast and really became a team in a short amount of time and figured out how we worked together and all of that stuff and ended up having a great season.
And congratulations to Bishop Fenwick football two-way standout Luke Connolly.
Probably the most interesting season I've been a part of. Obviously, over the summer when we found out about the MIAA, that was really big thing for all of us. So every game kind of went out there and just left it all on the field. That was kind of our motivation for every game. You know, and we started off to a great start, 4-0. And, you know, the couple losses we've suffered, obviously not what we wanted in the year, but we're still keeping our heads high every game. And what we can do, that's what we control, and what we can't control. And at the end of the day, we all just stay together as one team. And, you know, if someone goes down injured or anything like that, next man steps up, and we've all done a great job of just staying together and getting through every game as a unit.
Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Month, Abby Betancourt and Luke Connolly. That's sports. Have a great Thursday, everyone. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell on North Shore Today, the area's only local news and sports podcast.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.